Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our podcast. This is Murder with My Husband. I'm Peyton Moreland.
And I'm Garrett Moreland.
And he's the husband.
And I'm the husband.
Thank you all so much for listening. We seriously love you guys so much. If you are watching on YouTube, please leave us a thumbs up and a comment down below. And if you are listening on podcast, please leave us a review if you can. If not, we're just happy to have you here. Okay, Garrett, do you have your 10 seconds for this week?
I do have my 10 seconds. Well, a couple of things. Peyton and I went and saw Cruella.
Weekend. We did. It was good. So good.
Peyton really wanted to see it.
And I really loved it.
She liked it a lot. It was fun.
And I mostly liked it because of the accents. The whole movie had accents and I loved it.
It was actually a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
And then, well, yesterday I spent like 3 hours power washing like
our house basically.
And then I kid you not, 10 minutes later, we got this huge windstorm. So, yeah.
So Garrett's having bad luck this week.
I am having bad luck this week. That's about it for my 10 seconds. I don't really have anything else.
Those are good.
We're going out of town this week for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. And we're excited about that.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my 10 seconds, everybody.
Okay. We are just going to jump right into this. This case was actually suggested by one of our really good friends named Rachel. So, Rachel, if you're listening, hi. Thank you for suggesting this to us. Our case sources are a 2020 episode called Woman in the Video, thehotline.org, www.sunsentinental.com, another JCS criminal psychology video, and then YouTube. Our case this week takes place in Florida, which Florida, if you don't know, basically has the reputation here in America as the place where the most insane crimes take place, like the most crazy, mind-blowing, never saw it coming crimes take place.
And I feel like it's not just crimes, but just stuff.
In general, like just the weirdest, most insane things happen in Florida. So on October 4th, 2008, in Boynton Beach, Florida, 38-year-old Michael DiPolito decided to look for an escort for the night while his wife was out of town. Michael was an entrepreneur, which really gives us not much clarification about what he does, but 35 minutes after calling a service that night, 26-year-old Dahlia Muhammad came a-knocking on married Michael's front door. I'm not quite sure what magic Dahlia had, but only 2 weeks after that first service, Michael DiPolito filed for divorce from his wife after 7 years of marriage and immediately proposed to Dahlia with a $20,000 engagement ring.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yes. So Dahlia obviously said yes, and the two got married 4 months later on February 2nd, 2009. Like I said, I don't know what magic she has, but she has something.
Escalated quickly.
Dahlia and Michael, as the new Dipolito couple, were overly affectionate and did not have a problem with PDA or public display of affection, to the point where their new friends would begin to get uncomfortable around them. They were just a very loving couple. On March 12th, 2010, a month into their new marriage, Michael Dipolito's probation officer comes over unannounced for the first time ever. Michael had actually served 7 months in prison back in 2001 for a fraud operation and was given 28 years probation. But this was the first time his probation officer...
28 years probation?
Yes, yeah. Wow. Because he like got out early.
Okay.
So that's what he was given. According to JCS Criminal Psychology, the probation officer and two detectives confronted Michael with the news that they had received multiple anonymous calls about Michael selling drugs from his home that he shared with Dahlia. They searched the home and found nothing. The next weekend, Dahlia and Michael went to a nice resort in Palm Beach for the weekend. And towards the end of the trip, Michael and Dahlia woke up to police searching Michael's car in the parking lot, claiming they had received another anonymous call that he was dealing drugs out of his car. Once again, the cops search it and find nothing. 2 weeks later, Michael and Dahlia finish their dinner at a fancy restaurant when they exit the restaurant and find police searching Michael's car in the parking lot again.
Okay, I think I might know where this is going, so we'll see.
What?
I don't want to spoil it if I know it.
Oh, you can say it.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
Okay, but this time police discover an actual baggie of cocaine in the vehicle inside, like it was inside a pack of cigarettes. And Michael pleaded with them, please, I'm being set up. This has happened three times. Like, it's not me. I don't know where that cocaine came from. And because of all of the anonymous false accusations, the police actually decided to let him go.
Okay.
They were like, we believe you. We do think someone's trying to set you up. The next morning, Dahlia broke the news to Michael that she was pregnant, and together this couple happily began planning for this next chapter of their life together. It was the summer of 2009 when Dahlia and Michael woke up together for a typical day. Around 5:40 a.m., Dahlia headed to the gym and Michael got ready to walk the dogs. This is just like a couple months later. It was roughly an hour later when Dahlia received an unexpected call at the gym from a sergeant with the Boynton Police Department asking her to return home immediately. Something had happened. Dahlia rushed home and was astonished to see crime scene tape, news crews, and police surrounding her home. Dahlia walks up to police and they tell her that they had responded to a call of shots fired at her home earlier that morning and her husband, Michael Dipolito, was dead.
No. Okay.
Police bring Dahlia to the station and try to console her as she's freaking out. She tells them, you know, he's on probation and someone's been setting him up recently. She names a couple business associates that he had worked with that maybe, you know, might have it out with him after his legal trouble. Police tell Dahlia that Michael had been shot twice and it looked like he had answered the door and then was attacked. Now, all of this is awful and Dahlia is like distressed in the room. She's crying, she's sobbing, but the shocking twist comes when the police officer brings a man who is cuffed into the interrogation room with Dahlia. And he asks her if she recognizes him and she's like, no. And he says, well, this is the man we caught leaving your home after responding to the 911 calls. So they had caught someone.
Yeah, something seems fishy here.
So Dahlia claims, I still don't know him. And so police escort him back out of the room. The next man they bring in to confront Dahlia will turn this case on its head. The detective opens the door and uncomfortably in walks Michael Dipolito himself, alive and well.
I thought the dude's dead.
I did. The detectives tell Dahlia to quit the act and quit the game. They know the truth, and so does everyone else, including her husband. They know that Dahlia had hired a hitman to kill her husband that morning, and fortunately for Michael, the hitman she hired was an undercover cop.
What? No way.
Way.
It's like she actually hired a hitman.
Yes.
What the heck?
So back when Michael was being set up for dealing drugs, he had actually confronted Dahlia the third time because no one else knew they were going to dinner that night. And so he's like, you were the only one that knew. So did you plant these drugs in my car? Dahlia freaked out. She was driving the car. She began driving manically, going over 100 miles per hour. And so Michael apologizes. It's like, sorry, my brain's just like, I'm just trying to figure out who's doing this to me. I really don't think it's you. And he calms down. Police later said that part of the reason they let him go that night was because they had a feeling that Dahlia actually had something to do with it based on how she was acting as her husband was breaking down. She didn't care. She just sat there. There was no emotion. It was the next morning that Dahlia lied to her husband and told him she was pregnant when she most definitely wasn't.
Okay, I was going to ask, was she actually pregnant? Okay.
She was starting to freak out that he had like been catching on, that he actually asked her if she'd been doing it. So she thought, I have to do something.
Come up with something.
Yes. And that same day that she told Michael she was pregnant, she texted her ex-boyfriend saying that she wanted to hook up with him and she missed him. Not exactly in those words, in a little bit different words, but yeah, we'll say it as that. So when she meets up with this ex-boyfriend who she had like brought him in and then pushed him away and then brought him in, like this ex-boyfriend had been through the ringer with her and still showed up that day.
So this isn't all an act then, like the cop pretended that Michael was dead, so on and so forth. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when she meets up with this ex-boyfriend, she asked him to pose as a lawyer to her new husband whom she hated and tell him that in order for him to get off probation, he would need to move his house solely into his wife's name. So the ex-boyfriend called Michael, posed as a lawyer, told him exactly that, and Michael did it for his pregnant wife. And Dahlia, after all this happened, never talked to that ex-boyfriend again.
What is going on? Okay.
Dahlia then contacted another ex-lover and asked him to hire a hitman to kill her current husband. Now that the house was in her name, she would be left the house and everything, but he needed to die. It's apparent that Dahlia had men at her beck and call. Like through this whole thing, she was using her good looks. She was very attractive to get what she wanted. This new ex-lover said neither no or yes, but instead drove to the local police after meeting with Dahlia and told them Dahlia's intentions.
Whoa.
Hey, my ex-girlfriend just reached out to me and she asked me to hire a hitman.
That's one way to get back at an ex.
Police decide at this point in time that they would plant a camera in his car and have him meet back up with her and say yes. So instead of just like contacting her and being like, hey, someone reached out, they're like, we're going to have her go through with it so we can actually arrest her. So they plant the camera in his car and he's like, okay, yeah, well, let's do it. And Dahlia and him meet back up. And in this little part, Dahlia gave him a picture of Michael, a picture of their house, and a $3,000 down payment all on camera in his car. Police decided to take the sting operation one step further and have Dahlia meet with the supposed hitman that her ex-lover had hired for her. Keep in mind, this hitman is a cop. He's going in undercover. So not even 6 months after the DiPolito marriage, Dahlia climbed into a parked car to converse with a hitman she had hired via her ex-lover. The supposed hitman was actually an undercover narcotics cop from the Boynton Police Department. I will now play some audio from the undercover camera that was hidden in the back seat of the car. You'll actually notice during it, if you're just listening, Dahlia looked at like several times into the hidden camera in the car. Like several times.
But she had no idea.
But like, I think she was just suspicious. Mm-hmm. She didn't know it was a camera, but you could tell she was just looking around like, is this, she's hiring a hitman right now.
Hey.
We're staying in here, right?
How about you? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get some stuff out the way.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you how I'm gonna do it and what exactly is gonna be done. Right? And, if you got recommendations, you know, what you want, what you know about them. Dude, is he your husband or something? Boyfriend? Your husband? How many have you met? No, for real, because the thing is, you know, after I talked to you today, you know, this phone, garbage.
Okay.
You won't be able to get a hold of it. Okay, I just want to make sure that, you know, it's what you want. Sure you want to kill this dude?
Could we really have to?
All right.
You know, it's just, I'd rather be at less, you know, whatever
with you. All right.
So as you can tell from that audio, Dahlia is very unwilling to really say any words that equal complete condemnation. She's skidding around saying, I want to kill him. And the cop is trying to say, so do you really want to kill your husband? And she's like, you can tell she doesn't want to actually say the words just in case. So you can tell she was a little suspicious. They decide together that the plan would be that she would go to the gym early in the morning while Michael normally takes the dog for a walk. And then when Michael would come back to the house, the supposed hitman would strike while she's at the gym. So the morning of, Dahlia showed up to the gym at 5:40 a.m. And meanwhile, police showed up at Michael and Dahlia's home, knocked on the door and said, hi, Michael, we're the police and your wife is trying to kill you right now. She thinks that a hitman is coming to your house to kill you.
That's so crazy.
We need to take you out of the house to continue the sting operation.
Okay.
Can you imagine being confronted with that? So Michael's like, geez, okay. So they take Michael to the station. They set up the police, like the news cameras. They set up the crime scene tape, everything. Roughly 1 hour later, police would call Dahlia home from the gym and inform her of her husband's murder that had not, in fact, actually happened. Now, the news crews that were surrounding the house were actually there to document everything for police. So they were actually recording.
Wow.
And they recorded the whole entire scene once Dahlia arrived, and it's brutal to watch. It's uncomfortable because everyone there except her knows that her husband isn't actually dead inside, that he wasn't actually murdered.
She's fake crying.
Yeah, and they know that she's the one that hired him and that she's completely acting right now. But it's so awkward. So we're going to play you some audio, and if you're on YouTube, you can watch the video.
Listen, we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am. He's been killed. He's been killed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Listen. No.
Try to calm down.
No.
Listen. Right now, we need to get you to the station.
No.
We need to get you to our police station. I can't let you stand, man. We have to do our job. If you want us to find his killer, okay? We need you to calm down. I'm going to need you to go with these detectives.
So after bringing her into the station, they continued to stay in character. They even brought in the undercover cop in handcuffs, who she thought was the hitman, and said, hey, we caught him. Do you recognize him? And she's like, no. That's when she said, no, I don't recognize that man. Even though she literally met with him in a car and said, I'm 9,000% sure I want you to do this. And then obviously, like, you know, they break the news to her that it was all recorded and she's going to jail. They have everything she ever said about this. And she claims over and over, I didn't do anything. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. And they're like, no, Dahlia, like, we have the footage. Here's the footage. I didn't do that.
She's in shock.
Like, she just is like, no, I didn't do that. Okay, if you're like me, you probably care about eating healthy. I feel like we've all tried a million different ways to do that, but
McDonald's. Nah, just kidding.
But honestly, it became a no-brainer when I got my first Hungry Root delivery. And I have to tell you, I ordered Hungry Root.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then a week later, they reached out wanting to be a sponsor of the show. And I was like, good to go, because I already went on and ordered Hungry Root.
We seriously loved it. Before we were even sponsored and Peyton ordered it just because she wanted to try it, it was so cool. Like, it came in this box. There's all these different foods and they're healthy. They're good for you. There's snacks, stuff to make dinner recipes. It was amazing. The very first night we got it, we made our dinner and we both loved it.
Well, and it's really easy. You actually just take a short quiz and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations. So honestly, I can just go and pick a recipe, boom, puts all of it in my cart. It's crazy.
Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients.
So right now, Hungry Root is offering Murder With My Husband listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/husband to get 40% off your first delivery and your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/husband. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. All right, you guys, Audible is your one-stop app for all things audio entertainment, from bestsellers and the latest releases to celebrity memoirs and gripping mysteries. Audible's library is brimming with countless genres to love and new discoveries to make. Dive into an unparalleled selection of audiobooks and explore exclusive Audible originals brought to life by top celebrities, renowned experts, and fresh voices.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Plus, you can enjoy unlimited access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts such as Murder With My Husband.
Honestly, I love Audible because I will get into a story while I'm cleaning or driving. Sometimes I get so hooked listening to a story, I just end up finding new places to clean or just end up sitting in my car, which drives Garrett nuts, but I'm out there sitting there.
New members can explore Audible free for 30 days. Also, this March through May, the Audible sweep you into a realm of intrigue and suspense with their mystery and thriller collection, featuring exclusive new thrillers from their best-selling authors.
Their selection is designed to captivate and surprise, ensuring your heart rate remains as elevated as your imagination.
New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. That's audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500.
Okay, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I have definitely learned as I've gotten older that fast fashion is just not it. High quality, versatile items that will last a lifetime are the only way to go. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I have their silk skirt. It's washable. It's literally one of my favorites, and I wear it all the time. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/husband for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/husband to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/husband.
We're jumping into an ad right now, and I've had this question. I think about it all the time because I hate getting sick. Do you ever wonder why some people just don't get sick? One of the reasons you can help yourself from getting sick is Armra colostrum.
Okay, obviously I had no idea that colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and is an exclusive source of all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. So what's amazing is Armra colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers, your body's inside suit of armor, and the first line of defense against harmful particles from the environment that can trigger inflammation and actually make you sick.
I'm not saying that it 100% works for everybody because obviously you never know, but all I'm saying is I haven't been sick since I started taking it.
Well, and the science behind it is so cool. Armra colostrum strengthens all four layers of your gut wall, where 80% of your immune cells are housed, and it's a rich, exclusive source of antibodies that optimize your immune defense during cold and flu season.
Plus, in clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. We've worked out a special offer for our audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/husband or enter husband to get 15% off your first order. Again, that's tryarmra.com/husband.
They tell her to stop acting, that they have all of the evidence, and she still won't say anything, claiming she doesn't understand what's happening and that she didn't hire someone to kill her husband. The detective tells her, well, your husband is actually alive, obviously, and Michael is brought in around this point, and we will play the audio for you as he confronts her, as he walks into the room and says, hi, I'm alive. Why'd you try to kill me?
Oh, my God.
He's alive.
Come here, please. Come here. Mike, come here. Come here, please. Come here.
Yeah.
Why not? I didn't do anything to
you.
Mike, come here, please. Come here.
So detectives feel like this case is open and shut. Obviously, like they have footage of absolutely everything. They have footage of her saying she's 9,000% sure she wants them to do it, giving money, giving a picture of Michael, like they have everything. And they attempt to get a confession after this. They bring her back in, try to get a confession, but they aren't pushing it very hard because they just don't need to. They don't need a confession. Despite the effort and the evidence that she's confronted with, Dahlia will not confess and still denies everything. Even though they show her footage of her, she's like, I didn't do that. And they're like, yeah, that's you. And she's like, I didn't do that.
What?
Like,
she,
it doesn't even make sense. So she was taken to jail and given a phone call. And who do you think she calls?
The lawyer friend.
No, she calls Michael.
Oh.
Who she just tried to kill. And Dahlia is straight up gaslighting Michael in this call. According to JCS, she tries to cultivate doubt into Michael's mind by making him question his own perception of what he knows.
Okay.
She's trying to use persistent denial and change the subject to destabilize his thought process. So basically in the call, she's like, hey, Michael, I need you to hire a lawyer for me. And he's like, I know that you just tried to kill me. And she's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, Dahlia, they showed me everything. They showed me footage of you literally saying that you want to kill me. Michael, they showed me the same thing and I didn't do it. And he's like, wait, yeah, I watched the same footage. And she's like, I watched all the same footage too, Michael, and I didn't do it. You think I'd do that to you? And he's like, I heard you saying you'd do it. I heard that too, Michael, but I didn't do it. So she's like saying, I saw everything. She's totally gaslighting him, like making him, it's like so frustrating to watch because you're just like, oh my gosh, you can't even argue with it. Like she's,
there's nothing you can do.
Yes.
She's crazy.
Yes. Yes. And she's completely talking in circles, which you can't really argue with. It's typical narcissistic and sociopathic behavior, according to JCS criminal psychology, which this is what he does. Like he knows all about this. My heart hurts for Michael during this phone call. Like it's a horribly toxic relationship. You can't argue with a narcissist and he's trying his best. And she even gets mad at him like, well, you don't even love me because you're not trying to help me get a lawyer. And he's like,
you just tried to kill me.
And she's like, no, I didn't.
I wouldn't even argue with it.
And that's why I feel bad for him because she is so narcissistic. Like it's insane. The most obvious example of narcissism I've ever witnessed. Dahlia would spend 20 months in jail before going to trial in April of 2011 because she's pleading not guilty. At trial, Dahlia would claim that the whole thing was a hoax because they together as a couple were trying to get Michael on TV because he loved TV and he wanted to be on TV.
So her lawyer was okay with this?
Yes. So her lawyer gets up and goes, you can't believe this because the only reason she acted like this was because they wanted this outcome. But then all of a sudden, Michael changed his mind. Like they wanted this outcome. They wanted it to be like, oh, my wife tried to like it was a whole show. That's their defense.
I'm not going to lie. It's actually a pretty smart defense, I feel like. I mean,
because then you can excuse all of the time she stayed undercut. Like, according to them, she stayed acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So after 3 hours of deliberation, the jury came back on May 13th with a guilty verdict.
Okay, obviously, good. I thought somehow she was going to be found not guilty and I was going to freak out. No, because
no jury is going to watch that undercover footage, have all of her ex-lovers come in and testify about what they made, like what she made them do, and then believe her. Like they had so much evidence, so much incriminating evidence. So during his victim impact statement, Michael DiPolito says that he was a good husband and that he loved his wife and that from the beginning, he didn't want this. He just wanted his house back. He was willing to work with her. Like literally on the phone in the jail call, he's like, listen, Dahlia, sign me my house back and I will try to convince them not to charge you.
Wow.
He's like, I just want to get rid of you. I want my house back. Like, and she's like, I'm not, that's my house. That's my house. Like she just got caught. And instead of just letting it go, she can't. She can't let it go. And so that's what he's saying in his victim impact statement. Like, I didn't even want to come here. I was trying to work with her. I was trying to be nice. Like, she tried to kill me. And I just said, give me my house back so I can have like an asset and move on with my life. He says that he hasn't purposely like gained any attention from this and that he's gone to prison once too and that he admitted what he did when he went to prison. He went there, he served his time, he got out, and that Dahlia doesn't feel sorry for anything and she still won't admit anything after all of the evidence and that's two different type of people right there. He's like, that's a good person and a bad person because I did something bad and I admitted it and I served my time and she's done something awful and there's complete solid evidence and she still can't admit it and won't serve her time. She's still being the victim. He says that his dad passed away during all the trial and he wasn't able to go see him because of the trial because he had to be here. And he's like, that's not fair. Nobody is helping him. And the first thing they are going to do once this is all over, the defense is file an appeal because she wants to continue to hurt him. She doesn't want to take accountability. And I feel bad for him as he's making this because you can just tell he's going crazy. Like he's like, this is insane.
Yeah.
The judge says to Dahlia, so keep in mind, Dahlia's sitting there through all of this and they're ripping into her, which they should be. And the judge says to Dahlia that her moral compass is skewed and that she spent months trying to get rid of her husband, trying to get him arrested on probation, and that didn't work. Finally got his house over and then was like, well, now he won't sell the house, so now I have to kill him to get the money. And he's like, that's a long time to try to hurt someone, and you haven't shown an ounce of remorse.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, this goes past you just hiring someone to kill him. So rehabilitation would take at least 20 years, according to the judge, and so that's what he sentences her
20
to.
Years? 20 what about years. Parole?
So... not even a month later, the sentence was thrown out on a technicality, and somehow Dahlia was able to remain on house arrest instead of in jail for 6 years while waiting for her next trial.
She just tried to kill somebody.
I was so mad. I was so mad because she's just not...
She's crazy.
She's not a very good person, and... I was so mad. I was
so
like,
what happened after those 6 years?
So in 2016, her second trial started and she basically claimed the same thing. They were all chasing fame and Michael turned. She played the victim, stating that the police knew she was attractive. And so they decided to pin her on this and do all of these undercover, like
because she's attractive?
Yes. And that because she said they just wanted fame too. And so they knew they could use my looks to get fame.
Oh my gosh.
Once again, narcissistic thinking. She said that they made the undercover cop and her ex-lover threaten her at gunpoint during those videos. She's like, what you can't see in those videos is that they're sitting in the front seat with guns pointed at me. And so I had to keep acting.
She's crazy.
So in June of 2017, Dahlia DiPolito was found guilty once again. And on July 21st, 2017, she was sentenced to 16 years in prison without the possibility of parole.
So 16 years. Okay.
And she won't be open for parole during all of those. Her release date would be August 24th, 2032. And all of her appeals have been denied. So she won't be getting out at least until 2032.
Okay.
She will be held in Gainesville, Florida till the day of her release. And she will be 50 years old at the time of her release. Yeah. So my biggest question once I researched this case that I had to go Google was, did Michael get his house back? Because was in her name, right?
I'm
and
sure
she was like, I'm unwilling to sign it over.
It was total fraud. I mean, that was insane.
Yes. So the judge granted him his house back.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No, I had to Google it because it was, and all I felt so bad for him. So he did get his house back, he writes. And also a little fact is that Dahlia and Michael's divorce couldn't be finalized until after the first trial was over. So during the whole first trial, they were technically still married, which is awful. That's like so awful, especially because she was basically making Michael feel crazy.
Well, I just think it's so awkward that she went to the house and she's the only one that thought that
and
he was actually dead
like
and was like probably acting and crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so
she
awkward.
She threw herself on the police
officer. Oh, my gosh.
And it's just like, I need to see my husband. I need to see my husband.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, luckily in this story, nobody died.
Yes.
Because that ex-lover went and said, hey, she's trying to hire someone. And so they got an undercover cop, which is just... But I also was like, go police, because they could have just like ended it there. Instead, they were like, we're going to get as much evidence as we can against this woman. And I will say about this case, it's really hard when people live in such narcissism. Like, you can't argue with delusion, which is essentially what any argument with a narcissist is. It's like, it doesn't make sense. They're running in circles. They're gaslighting. It's really hard to argue with that. And so I do want to mention here that if you are in a toxic or abusive relationship and need help, you can call the domestic abuse hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or just text them at 1-800-787-3224. Just in case, because it can be like a weird loop you can get in. But yeah, that is the case of Dahlia DiPolito and Michael DiPolito.
It's crazy. It's kind of a good change from like someone that's has died.
Death.
Yeah, no death.
I agree. I'm really happy that this case turned out that Michael was alive. But the biggest part of this case is just the undercover work and all of the video footage that they have of her. And then the fact that she did multiple interviews claiming to be the victim.
So that was the insane case that we just covered of Dolly and Michael. If you do want to watch any of the footage instead of just listening to it, you can check that out on our YouTube channel. That's Murder with My Husband podcast. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being here for another week with us. We seriously love this community. Thank you so much for letting us do this. And we will see you guys next week with another episode. I love it.
And I hate it.
Goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.